I just suddenly am consumed with how girls fart.
Can't wait to see how that affects the show.
BingleBus.com. What is it?
Bingle Bus.
Presenting legendary voices, the greatest singers of all time.
Bingle bells, bingle all the way.
Hold on.
We're here today to celebrate the greatest singers ever, singing the greatest songs of all time.
Vicky's got a package. Vicky's got a package.
For the first time ever, the greatest singers are together, performing their biggest hits, presenting legendary voices.
Hey, bingle and bangle, spingle and spangle, get ready, Eddie, it's bangle.
We have everybody and anybody on the show.
Yeah.
We're
the most diverse podcast.
Diversity Cast.
Yeah. We're changing the name.
I think
no
it's
longer Nice Show. Diversity Cast.
Diversity Cast.
I like politically correct cunts.
Yeah.
That's the PC cunts.
That's in the mix.
The PC cunts.
Pulled up to a Pizza Hut next to a parking mud. I said, shut up, faggot, or your guts will be a bargain brunch. I need a bitch to punch and then a dirty ditch to dump her in. These flirty witches ain't my friends and I will not make a man.
We're back.
We're not running from the bunny.
We don't run. Anybody run from bunny? Not
nope,
us.
Not us.
Not ever.
Nope.
We're Americans.
I don't run from the goddamn bunny.
We're Americans. We're on Playboy Radio. What
not
we?
Bin Laden. Not a bunny.
We're the naughty show. Boom, boom, bam. Boom, boom, pow.
That was a really great hour that you guys will hear Sunday on iTunes.
Yes.
But
the hour that all you right. will hear in the future is rock.
Yes. We don't know the next hour.
Yeah.
Who knows? This one's happening now.
Yeah, it might go crazy.
Who
it might
knows?
Go off the rails.
The building could blow up. This
yeah.
could be our...
Let's not get crazy. Let's not put that on
sure.
to the universe.
Okay, sure, sure. I'm just saying don't run from the bunny.
Now, a lot of great stuff's going on. I just wanted to get into real quickly. This week, Florida, come to the show. I'm going to one of my favorite cities to do stand-up in. Tampa, Florida.
Oh,
I'm going
boy.
With Red Band.
Oh,
me,
my God.
Red Band, some locals.
You and Red Band in Tampa.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Maybe will you go to a strip club while you're there?
Maybe not.
Maybe not, because there's not a lot.
You know why? I like strip bars. I mean, there's obviously Sam's Hofbräu, which is amazing.
Yes.
But most of them just... Don't do it for me. Like, it has to be a magical
That's why
strip
in Tampa, there's they got the competition level. Like, there's a, you know, I think you'll like the Tampa strip club scene.
Did I ever tell you the time about me and my good friend Adam Hunter of MMA Roasted? We went to a strip bar. There's nobody in there. There's two strippers. We went up and started dancing. They started throwing money at us.
That's great.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
really?
It's a true story. Yeah, just go. You walk in these places, just like... I mean, it's like girls get so naked now. Unless I can go somewhere and give a dollar and do butt bongos like Sam's Hofbräu, what am I doing?
What do you mean, though, they get so naked? Like it's a bad thing?
I mean, no, it's great.
You mean just mean that it's like, what? It's a
the
saturated market?
Yeah. I mean, Snatch is selling on the penny stocks.
Right.
It's just, it's that.
Buy. Buy yeah. Snatch. I've been saying that for weeks.
Buy Snatch.
Buy stock and Snatch.
Buy stock and Snatch. Now, we got a couple people on here, but they're in a different order. Should we flip them? Because our first guest isn't quite here yet.
Right.
But our second guest is, or should we do our, do we keep the order? What do you think? Well, let's get in really quickly to Vicky's big package.
Mm.
Vicky
okay.
got a package, everybody.
All right, look, when
Vicky's got a package. Vicky's got a package.
With guys. Vicky Pezza.
Now,
Vicky
know,
Pizza's package.
You know when mail arrives at my house from people from my past, it's usually a good story.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay, now I have a friend named Chris. Let's just call him Chris.
We'll call him Chris.
Okay.
Chris. His real name's Rick.
Yeah.
But he lives in New Jersey, and he calls me up all the time.
Can we call him Chris Ricky?
All right.
Okay.
We call him Chris Ricky.
Okay.
All right, so Chris Ricky's a realtor out in New Jersey.
Chris
went to school
R.
to really, you know, do production and stuff. Ended up getting into real estate.
Yes.
But
sure.
very much always still stays in contact with me. Knows about this show.
Has heard of the Naughty Show.
Is totally aware of it.
Like tens of people in the world, they've heard of
He's
the Naughty
He's one of those ten.
Awesome.
Okay, so he calls me up all the time for advice about mostly about sex and how to do one night stands. And this guy, you would think he's 28 years old. He's out in the world. What can I tell him?
He's calling you to get advice on how to just, you know, talk to girls and get laid and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like, first of all, don't ask them out for coffee. That's a date. Do you want to date them?
Yeah. Unless you're roofing their coffee. But you shouldn't be doing that.
Oh, so he wants advice on how to bone, not just how to meet chicks.
He wants to bone, but all of his ideas and approaches are exactly what you would do if you wanted a relationship.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, I haven't really scored with this girl yet. I'm not sure what to do. Well, how many times have you been out with her? 11? All right, well, there's your first problem.
That's so funny.
It didn't happen in the first two.
He sounds like a 1920s sports announcer.
I figure around age 20, date 20, that's when you finally make a move and try to grab her ankle.
I haven't quite scored with the dame.
Then you can maybe do an over-the-shirt touch real quick and pass it off like an accident, see?
Well, I mean, we've talked about this before in our shows that, you know, is he white?
Yeah, I'm going to show you a picture of him right now, and I want you to tell me who he reminds you of, because he reminds me of a few people from TV. Wait, look at this one.
So he might be a handsome devil.
Who does he remind me of? Doogie Howser.
Well, for me, it's Ricky Schroeder on Silver Spoons,
okay.
Or maybe Jonathan from Who's the Boss.
Yeah, both guys turned out gay, by the way.
Oh, well, one turned out to be Mormon, the other flaming gay.
I think they both turned out gay.
I don't think
Ricky Schrader's a Mormon, and he's married, and he wears magic underpants. But the guy from Who's the Boss, he's the bottom.
Yes.
Who's
a bottom?
Oh, he's a big bottom.
Have you heard that?
I've read no, I don't know.
You've read about it? What are you reading?
I just know he's not the boss when it comes to ass sex.
Here's my question to you. His realtor things
can
to we, do stationery.
Can
he
you
sent
leave
me.
That here, by the way? I mean, I'd like to have that in studio in case we need things to do.
In case we need to sell a house?
Yeah.
On the East Coast?
Yes. In case we sell Playboy Radio without them.
Things to do. And he wrote a list of girls that should he come out here.
Okay.
This is who he would want on his dating game, the episode that would revolve around him.
Okay, so let me
ask you
something.
Because that's how things work.
Is he thinking you're his pussy broker?
I want this to happen now.
I want it to happen so bad. And if you were getting the phone calls I was, you would too.
Wait, and I'm not saying it's not going to happen.
Who's on his list?
We're not saying it, but he is essentially making you his pussy broker.
Somewhat
like he wants you
the
broker, not necessarily paying for sex, but to connect you with connect
like
him
with them.
Like if
we can just
them.
Get him and some of these people in the same room,
all right,
it'll be on.
Let's read
now
the kill list.
You know people more than I do. I don't know anyone
all
on
right,
this
I don't
tell
know as many porn stars
do.
I used to.
Okay. Ariel X.
Not sure. No. That sounds like some kind of Marvel comic.
Naughty Alley.
No, I don't know. Like, this is like bottom of the barrel.
Let me plow through them and you tell
no
me.
No offense, Naughty Alley.
Chloe Lamb. Brianna Frost. Just Amber. Corey Chase and Casey Chase. Are they sisters? I don't know.
Probably.
Kaylee Wilde. Lily Carter.
Nope.
No.
I'm going to have to do a lot of research.
We're going to have to do some research now. He's going to have to book a flight. But I really think what he needs is maybe some guy's opinions like you two.
Can you have him call in one time?
Yeah. Have him
call in. Can you
call
us?
And then I would love that.
And then if he wants to do a dating game, then he has to do something for us, and then we should do it.
Yeah, like maybe get us a low financing on a house or something, right?
okay, sure.
Okay.
That's something I could use.
Yeah, maybe about a fixed mortgage rate. Well, maybe some shots.
Yeah, okay. That's cool. Well, I'm down with that. But I would tell your friend again, pussy is trading on penny stocks.
Right.
It's the beauty of the pussy riot is now you can test drive the car. Then you find out if you get along.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously have a conversation that's good. Then you hook up. Oh, we're good in bed together, too. Now let's find out if we get along.
Yeah.
Right.
That is the order to do it.
Why not?
Yeah, that is the right order. Because otherwise, you're doing this, which is you're building up to this thing. And, like, when you fuck, it'll be weird.
It would be weird.
Or it'll be, you'll feel, like, pressure. It'll be awkward.
Back in the day, you had to rent to own. Every chick you hooked up with.
I
remember
can't imagine
in
this
the
time.
1800s where
what?
You're like.
1800?
Yeah, when
you'd
you're like,
be vampire hunting all day and trying to get box at night.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, you had to go to the farmer and be like, sir, I want your daughter's hand in marriage.
Well, I don't know. How much hay do you have?
Well, I have no. I will do a gesture to show you the honor. And then I go slay dragons and bring back. Here's the head of the dragon.
That dragon's head's too small to see my daughter.
Okay. Can you just work with me?
No.
Bring back a big dragon head. Maybe we'll talk.
Apparently, you haven't heard of improv.
No,
first.
But. I know the rule. No, but.
No, but.
No, but. I know how to play. Now get a bigger dragon head and we can talk.
Okay. Oh, Sam, I'm back. Ah, big this dragon
head. It's very big. But a gentleman came by earlier with a bigger one.
Do you got any daughter? Any other daughter?
I have this ugly daughter here. That head is probably good enough for her. The one you're after is probably taken because this guy brought it back a doozy. Here, you can talk to her. Anyway, move on with your point.
Can I have?
Yeah, her, yeah. Okay. Yep, for the dragon head.
And then I hook up with that daughter. I got a small dick. She's got a wide vagina.
I should have told you when you came over here. This daughter of mine's vagina is a hallway.
Okay. I'm just banging the sides like a drunk driver.
Yes.
And I'm stuck with her for the
what
rest
is drunk
of my life.
Driving?
Okay. It's in the days, in the future.
Oh, you mean having an ale and getting on the horse?
Okay. I don't. Do you think that they, back in the day when they had that, dried horses, they were drunk driving horses? The horse is like, where we go?
Yeah.
You
know,
whoa.
Jesus Christ, he's shit faced. Left a little bit. Little more left. Little more.
If we just went back to horses,
yeah,
we wouldn't have all the problems we have. There would be no drunk driving.
Way less, yeah.
All right. Who do you want to do? I mean, one guy's on the phone. Okay, he's out. He's here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We're right on time.
We've been on schedule
the whole time. There's nothing.
Welcome.
Hey.
Sit right there, bud.
Hello.
Sit right there. Sit right there. He's one of my favorite comics out there. A very good friend of mine. His podcast, Talking Shit, now has over 350 episodes. I did one. And he's really great. He's got a big Kickstarter he's coming here to talk to us about. Please welcome to the show, friend of show, Eddie Ift, everybody.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Friend of show, friend. I love this guy. I don't want her.
Or you don't love me either?
I want him on my show. Okay. I want him. He's amazing.
Yeah. Well, what
about you find
him? Chopped liver, dude?
No, but where did you find this guy?
I'm running a fucking show.
I know,
busting
Sim.
Busting my balls. Guy just shows up in shorts.
Don't crinkle up my notes because you're mad at Eddie.
You know I like you guys, but he's special.
Yeah, Ed, that's drooling on himself.
Yeah.
I'm hustling my ass. What about me? Say something nice.
I already told you I love you and you're accomplished.
Okay.
But nobody knows who this fucking guy is.
Which is a crime of comedy.
And they should.
It's a crime of comedy.
Give me a piece.
Give him a piece.
Yeah.
You got
being so selfish. Quit hogging the cake. Give me a slice, asshole.
You totally have a slice.
I want a bigger piece. Eddie says I deserve a bigger piece.
How many shows you got to sell?
Piece. You deserve the whole fucking cake.
I get to Garfield this shit. I cut the slice and then eat the cake.
I get fucking nothing. Nobody likes me. Nobody gives a shit. I'm just
Sam, you are the Rodney Dangerfield of our generation.
I really am. I really am.
No respect.
I'm fat. I'm old. Nobody respects me.
Ah, Sam. We got a good album title.
Enough about me. Let's talk about this
new album.
This BingleBus.com. What is it?
Bingle Bus. Bingle bells, bingle all the way.
Hold on. Do you want a jingle?
Yes, I do.
Go to this human sound machine. Bingle Bus, sound machine, jingle in 3, 2, 1, magic. That wasn't a jingle.
Huh? Oh, you want a jingle?
Yeah, I said jingle.
Oh, sorry.
Jingle sound machine.
What was that?
I'm used to sound effect pimps.
Yeah.
So that's just.
Do you know? Do you know Michael Winslow?
Yes.
He's in a heated fight with him on who's a better sound machine guy.
You can see why.
And it sounds like Winslow is backing out of a challenge that we had all agreed to, showing up, battling it out.
Is he alive?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
When he croaks, that's going to help this rivalry a lot.
Let's hear the sound when Michael Winslow dies real quick.
Hey, man, I can't. Oh, shit. Dude, shutting down power. Beep, beep, beep. Captain, I can't hold on anymore. Oh, man, I think we're going to lose him. Beep, 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 beep. That was still me.
Yes, that Reynolds. That's he. I can't believe the kids didn't enjoy that. I thought the kids would enjoy that sound effect.
What are the kids doing?
You mean boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
I met them in the other room.
They're phenomenal. Yeah. We're going to bring her in a few.
We should have a Hmong off.
Yeah.
Where my mongs go against your tards.
Yeah. Whoa, he's not a tard. Are you calling boyfriend a tard?
No, but my ears are tardy. They are.
He's not tardy. He's pretty badass. He bangs fat to Mexican girls.
Does he
gets
really?
Gets threatened by the Mexican mob.
We just talked all about gay rape.
Is it rape? Is it rape? That's what they say.
Everything's rape now. Everything's rape.
Everything is rape. You're raping me with your eyes
now. It's rape. It's rape. By law, do you know this?
Stop enjoying the rape, kids.
Do you know that if a girl is over 0.08 blood alcohol level, it's rape?
Whoa.
In this state?
Yeah.
I've raped a lot of girls.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking that every guy
I know. You have serial rapists and sound machine guy.
Every guy I know is a rapist, and every girl I know has been raped now.
Yeah, that's why it's so popular.
Yeah, it's...
Here's the problem. If you take that same girl and you put her in a car and she drives and kills somebody, is she not responsible for her actions?
The girl that was...
The girl is 0.08 that they're saying the state says...
Oh, that's a very good
she
point.
She does not have her wits about her and can't make judgments. If you take that same girl, put her in a car...
That's a genius argument.
And she hits somebody and kills them, is she not responsible?
Genius argument. I read that, or didn't read, Dr. Drew told me...
You looked at pictures in a magazine?
It was like one assemblywoman. Fought for this law and nobody went up against her.
Because you can't.
Of course.
And how do you go, no, I'm for rape.
Right. Yeah.
I disagree with everything you say.
Here's the thing.
I hate to be the pro-rape guy in the room, but I guess I'm going to do it.
If you vote for me, I promise better launches for the children, okay? Schools, highways built, and you can rape anybody you want. Vote for me.
Legally rape. Legally. If a girl has two beers, you can still fuck her.
It's just a very interesting thing because, in particular, the what's happened in this country is that men don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What has happened is that guys just want a beer and watch television.
We're like the team that's won 3 Stanley Cups, and we don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, we don't care. And women are like, we want this. Guys like, whatever.
Right,
so they march. They're like, next thing you know, like, what, did we just co-sign this law that animals can vote? Yeah. We're like, guys are like, oh, man, why didn't I pay attention?
Bitch.
Yeah, right, because we don't care. And that's why that rule passes, because most guys are just like, whatever.
And then you can't reverse it, because how do you motivate? Hey, guys, listen, we got to stop
then
being called rapists.
Yeah.
How do we stop this?
Then you got to go to the farmer's markets and be like, excuse me, ma'am, can I just borrow a second of your time real quick?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get what we're calling the rape bill.
Okay, real quick. Vicky is going to the farmer's market. She's got to get some vegetables for a vegetarian meal before a yoga class. Will you approach her to get her to sign your petition to legalize
rape? Excuse me, ma'am, have you ever had more than 2 beers and had sex?
I'm sorry, what?
Have you ever had more than 2 beers and had sex?
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
You've been raped. Hi, I'm Gareth Reynolds. I need to get a few signatures. I'm going around the farmer's market trying to make people understand that a couple beers and sex is not rape. Can I get your signature right here? Also, we're trying to label food.
And if you sign it, we have a T-shirt for you here that says, I heart rape.
Yeah, I heart rape. I heart rapio.
Well, I do like drinking, but I'm not a big fan of rape. Tell me more.
Well, man, why don't we go get 2 beers and let's rape?
And if you don't agree with us, go to Jamie Kilstein's website.
Does he still have a website?
I don't think so. I think he crawled in a hole and never came back.
It's just ridiculous. It's just like the problem is that most people just don't care. So these people just keep getting. They can just say whatever they want to. Nobody ever challenges them. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing is like when you watch Bill Maher's show. I love Bill Maher. He's great. But once in a while, he gets a really. And I'm liberal.
Yeah.
I'm not progressive. I'm liberal. I'm liberal to the point.
You're
as
real,
long as it makes common sense.
Yeah.
I'm in. But
no, it's called a real liberal.
Too far, you're like. Yeah.
When it goes too far, you come back around. You're a Nazi.
Yeah.
When you're like, you need to recycle, we'll murder you.
Yeah. I just don't believe in when it, you know, it's just like idealism. When we start talking idealism, that's where I go, okay, now you're going too far and you're forcing people to act like your beliefs.
Right.
When you're, you know, how it's Howard Stern versus Rosie O'Donnell. Those are your two kind of liberals. Howard Stern's a very liberal guy.
Right.
He's open-minded to everybody. He equally makes fun of everybody. Rosie O'Donnell believes in fairy tales.
Yeah.
And where, you know, where lesbians are football coaches and trannies are high school cheerleaders.
Can't
and
say tranny. You're not allowed to say tranny anymore.
I just
anymore.
Said tranny because it's an abbreviation.
I know.
And that's where I cut. That's why
I
like,
agree with
that's
you.
That's not common sense.
Here's what happens. When you're a minority or any minority, if you fight for a minority right, you fight and you can just keep going because to go against them, you're racist, you're sexist, you're homophobic in any way if you go against them. And I'm for equality and protecting everyone's rights.
100%.
But like it's like we need – they can't say tranny. They can't say trans.
You get one word. That's my opinion. You get a word. Yeah. That you can really get crazy because apparently everyone's got to have a word.
I understand how some words are derogatory, yes. But I don't understand how that word is derogatory, how you're shortening the word. And it's I've done Kevin and Bean's show where they've gotten so many complaints for me saying tranny. And it's like the context of what I said was horrendous, but they were more mad about the tranny stuff. Like,
well,
100%.
I mean, Vicky and I have talked about that, the whole thing with Opie and Anthony, and we talked about before where – he gets jumped by this chick walking the streets at night. She beats him up.
Can't call her a chick. It was a woman.
Woman.
Sam.
Because it's questionable if it was a woman. Yeah. But she beats him up. She starts throwing punches on him. Yeah. He doesn't fight back. And then he goes to Twitter and just goes off.
Right.
And there's some racial tones to it. People get mad at the tweets more than the violence.
Yeah.
And I've asked people before. I go, what's worse? You ever been called the N-word? I've been called the N-word by the best of them.
Yeah.
Okay? And I've also been punched in the face.
Yeah.
I'll take the N-word every day, twice on Tuesday, over getting punched in the face. I talk to people on Red Band's podcast, and they're like, no, I'd rather get punched in the
face.
That's
crazy. That's just a lie.
100%. I go, when was the last time you got punched?
Who said they'd rather get
punched?
I don't
want to say her name because I love her, and I don't want it to be like, hey, you're an idiot on her. She was just, I that's not my point.
Is she white or black?
White.
Okay, I want to punch her in the face.
I go, when was the last time?
Apparently that'd be okay.
I just want to punch her in the face so bad.
Just say nice words.
I go, when was the last time you got punched in the face? She goes, my brothers used to do it back in the day. This woman's well into her 40s. So we're talking almost.
Oh, now I want to hit her more.
30 years ago. I've been punched in the face. It sucks.
It's terrible.
Being called the N-word, I got called the N-word by Paul Mooney. The best of the best.
I think a black person would say, I'd rather get called the N-word than punched in the
100%.
Face.
Well, and you couldn't make that argument that they wouldn't rather that, but like a white woman, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It would have no relevance to you whatsoever.
I just hate that word so much.
White women in their 40s ruin comedy.
Yeah.
They show up looking to be offended. They internalize every joke on other people's behalfs. And then at the end of the show, and I've talked about this on the show before, they love to anoint a winner.
Yeah.
You were the best. You know why?
Good point,
you
Sam.
Offended her.
You're like a
the
philosopher.
Least.
Yeah. I did a show where a woman brought a baby to the show.
Oh!
They brought a baby, and then they got really mad when they told them the baby had to go home. And they were arguing with them, and I hear the argument going on of why they can't. And finally, I just walk over, and I go, I need to see the baby's ID.
Yeah.
This is 21 and over. I need to see the baby's ID. It's illegal for a baby to be in here drinking. Get that baby out of here.
Well done, so, Eddie.
So they take the baby out. Then I go on stage. So now they hate me because I've done that. So they hate me. So they're looking for the reason to get upset with me. The father had to take the baby home, so he's pissed off. They gave him free tickets to come back. They paid for
so
all the
So now another comic's going to pay for this,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, exactly. So the father finishes his beer, then drives the baby home. And
yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
And the mother, while I'm on stage, I do a joke about like aborting babies off a plane. And
classic.
She goes, that's infanticide.
Oh,
and she stands up. And I didn't even know what that word was. But now I'm like, great. Now I've got a
new
word
a
I'm going to use all the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know there was a joke about killing children or whatever, or infants. But on planes, it should exist.
Yeah.
So the woman's like fighting with me. And I'm like, do you understand that you're in a comedy club? And I just fucking broke down and lost it and went to war. Like, lost my
fucking
mind.
I did that at the Madhouse during Comic-Con, dude. I was doing my jokes. And I go, oh, why doesn't this side... Nobody's laughing. She goes, because we can read. And, dude, the floodgates opened. And for the next 30 minutes, every second I got, I ripped this girl a new asshole.
Yeah, I'll tell
you. Can you read? How about read this? Yeah, it says, fuck you. And then I just started fucking laying. And I have this ability to get the crowd with me to start booing these people. And I did it with the Armenians I talked about in the last show. I did it with
My new thing is to break it down with them and actually have a little bit of an education session where the whole audience comes around and starts to understand how you conceptually build a joke and how it works, you know, where you're juxtaposing this to this and how that makes for the comedy. And I'll explain it. And then I'll call them a dumb cunt.
Yeah.
but I'll do
which
it so,
I
that
encourage.
So that everybody understands where I am completely. And everybody's like, oh, he's totally completely right. And
100%.
I'm like, you dumb cunt.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's allowed to say that.
Yeah.
She is.
I totally agree with it. Let's get into this awesome idea you have, even though we didn't get your jingle. Three,
two, one. Bingle.
Hey, bingle a bangle, spingle and spangle. Get ready, Eddie Ifs. Bangle.
Yes, there you go.
Bust.
See, anytime.
I love him.
We'll cut that out. We'll send
you
so much. You're so much better than my Jason.
Yeah.
So much better.
Too bad this wasn't baseball. I could rent him out to you for the rest of the season.
I have feelings.
Here we go. I have feelings. Let's talk about this. What you want to build? This is a really great idea. You want to build a mobile?
Here's the story. The backstory. My wife kicked me out. Not out of our relationship. She basically shut down the house, the cottage down in Venice. Made me move. Had to get a whole new house. We're having a baby. Life sucks.
Yeah, you can't have.
I can't have a party
dick
house.
Coming over.
Yeah.
Trying to suck his own dick while there's a baby in the house.
Yeah, that was over. Can't have any more beer boarding Nick Swartzenstein for 5 days. She was like, this is enough.
Nick Swartzenstein at your house for a while?
Nick.
What weird shit went on there?
I don't know. I didn't even know Nick was there. And the next day, I'm asleep on the couch downstairs and I hear, bleh! And I was like, someone in my house. It was Nick upstairs puking. It was a crazy night. But so every night got a little insane. One night they were beer boarding me. Kenny Hotz from Kenny versus Spenny had me tied down to a board, and they were beer boarding me like the CIA does to terrorists.
Yes.
And my wife just walked out. She's like, "That's it. I've had enough." You know.
It takes a special lady to
love. She put up with a lot. She put up one night, I hear.
Your wife is very attractive, very cool, and she puts up with
like 2 years of this. I heard her one night, Tommy Chong was starting to like light up a bowl with everyone in the house, and she goes, "Not in the house."
To Tommy Chong.
And I ran upstairs. I go, "Are you fucking kidding me?" I go, "That's like telling Michael Jordan he can't dribble a basketball
100%.
I go, "He is going to be able to smoke. If
he
wants
to dribble your newborn baby,
yeah, exactly.
He gets to dribble your newborn baby.
He can smoke your new curtains right now in that bowl. You let him smoke."
That's a legend.
So she kind of got fed up with the shit. Kicked the show out, and I was looking for a studio, and I don't have a nice space like you have here at the Playboy Mansion. So I ended up thinking I was going to rent a space. And I was like, what's the worst part about podcasting? Getting guests. So I was like, I'm not going to have guests come to me. I'm going to go to them. So I was going to get a food truck, but then I realized everyone that works for me is retarded. So I'm going to get a short school bus, and I'll just drive around the retards.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
So we now can go anywhere and do the show. Well, we can if you help us.
Let's get into that.
I got 31 grand right now. I need 50.
All right,
Jesus,
man.
That's
we're
great.
We're gonna put
though.
This out and push the fuck
eight
out
days,
of it.
8 days. 8 days. 8 days.
By the way, everybody that comes on our show makes their total.
Really?
It's been across the board. Yeah.
Oh, has fuck. Anyone not come on our show and not gotten their total?
Everybody's I'm so nervous.
Here we go.
Because this is such a brilliant idea.
It's a great idea.
Everyone says that, but like, where's the money?
Well,
it's been stagnating for like 3 days. I'm like, did everyone quit?
Oh man, you must be watching.
Here we go. Like, notable prizes. If you donate $40, you get.
I think you get a picture.
Vicky, you read them.
You get a photo of
Sounds
Jason, the Hour
her.
Of Power, in a thong on a bearskin rug with an M80 in his butt and Eddie trying to light it.
Okay.
I will light it, too. I'm going to light it.
All right. And there's a lot of, like, 25, there's the poster, 50, there's a shirt. There's a lot of prizes. We're going through what I found to be the most notable.
Okay.
And, Gareth, you might be hilarious, but I'm not sure you'd be willing to do some of the things
yeah,
that
no,
Jason
so
Hour
far, yes.
might have to do here.
$100.
$100. Lothario Lance Patrick will Tinderize your Tinder account, guaranteeing you more matches.
What is that?
He's an expert at taking your phone and turning you into a Tinder master.
Wow.
Lance Patrick is a bad man.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, too.
He is great, too.
I love him.
Do you know the story about him and Mitzi? Is that what you're talking about?
No. What, he boned Mitzi?
No, he just gave her an extra sleeping pill. You don't know that story?
What is that story?
Have you heard that story? It's on my podcast. When Lance was on, he was all drunk. I got him to tell the story.
Can you give us the cliff notes?
He used to watch Mitzi. You know, he's in charge of her. And one night he met some chick and he wanted to bone her, but Mitzi he wasn't allowed to have girls in the house. So he gave Mitzi an extra sleeping pill that night.
That is awesome.
Awesome, I think. Is
somebody might have died.
Nobody did.
I love Lance. He's great. That's a great story.
Also, sounds like a rape. It doesn't sound like
does
sex.
Does sound
it
like
sounds
rape.
Like a
sounds
rape
like more
me.
Than point
for 300, for 300, you get a night of hanging out with Gene Pompa at the bar of his choice in L.A. You will be drinking out of a Starbucks cup and listening to Gene's tall tales.
So far, that is money.
See, you're not allowed to talk about alcohol on Kickstarter, but I can talk about it here. Yeah. Gene drinks Chardonnay out of a Starbucks cup, so if he gets pulled over, the cops think he's drinking. He's got a tea bag hanging out the side. So
such a fucking legend. And, dude, let's get into these. 500. Okay, no, we got to bang out two more, and then we got to bring in our next guest for game of five.
All right, the game of five. Out of these
five
things,
for 500.
For 500, which would you pick? Number one, a CrossFit training session with Eddie Ift.
Pretty nice.
Number two, get your name on the bingo bus.
Why not?
Number three, have a feeling you'd go for, get to attend an LA Clippers game with the host of the ClipperCast, Chris Wilde.
I would love that and done it, and it's unfucking believable.
Oh, you're friends with Chris Wilde?
Oh, yeah, I've done. Oh, I've been ClipperCast a bunch of times.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Number four, you could get a surf lesson from Last Comic Standing's Lachlan Patterson.
Lachlan Patterson. That's fine. Right? Who am I to judge?
And
you?
Now number five, which is probably what I would pick. Jason Auer will come work as the bathroom attendant at your party. Now, my favorite thing about that prize is that there's 25 of them available.
None of them have been bought.
None have been bought.
But his walking tour of Venice, like 17 people have bought. Jason gives you a walking tour of Venice. But the best, go to the Bonnie Rotten one.
For $3,000, Bonnie Rotten will dance for you in the bingo bus.
She is awesome.
Dances in quotes.
She's such a cool chick.
She's so, I mean, dude, you know how cool you have to be that people love you and you have spider webs on your tits mm-hmm. and people still want you to come over to their house?
She's the best. I would have her, I'd let her babysit my child.
Yeah.
She's the best.
I'd let her fart in my face.
She is so, I've Both seen her
and I don't know why, I just suddenly am consumed with how girls fart.
She on my show talked about
can't wait to see how that affects the show.
She talked on my show about how she squirted on a Bible.
That's wow. great. That's great. That's great.
And
that's
just great. One more I have to mention.
Okay.
For $1,000, Yoshi will go to Tijuana with you.
Why isn't wow. that the... dude, that is the fucking
I know,
money
people
one.
People don't realize.
Because you might... There's a chance you might not come back.
No, that's you're risking your life.
Yeah, for $1,000, you can come and risk your life.
There's disclaimers. Yeah. They don't pay for bail.
Yeah.
No transportation. This is up to you. Whatever happens, happens.
Ricky, I know you're Puerto Rican. Do you have any pull in Tijuana? I know it's a whole different area.
Just drugs.
Just drugs?
God,
that'll
can
do.
You still get good drugs down there? I feel like it's
absolutely
so-
for cheap.
Yeah. Like what? Like what kind of drugs are we talking? Are we talking cocaine or are we talking like pharmaceuticals?
Bath salts.
I mean, anything you want.
Okay.
I just learned about poppers last night.
Oh,
you
yeah.
did?
Yeah, I've never known about that.
Poppers are an old gay man thing.
Yeah.
Let them take it in the assies here.
Some chick was talking about that on Loveline, how she's obsessed with poppers so that her boyfriend can fuck her in the ass.
I've done a popper before.
Yeah? How's your ass feel?
I don't fuck. It's great for when you're getting your dick sucked. A chick
really?
Gave it to me. You sniff it, and it's like you're in the most amazing, everything slow-mo, and it's like imagine getting your dick sucked, and it's like... pink clouds of dick sucking. And you're just like...
And Dr. Drew explained it. It was more like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Or that. It could be one or the other. I call it pink clouds of dick sucking. You have your technical
You're both
terms.
Doctors.
You're both
medical doctors.
Yeah. One's a doctor of eating assholes, and one's a doctor of whatever the fuck he's talking about.
And one's Dr. Drew.
Yeah, there we go. So I love this thing. We'll tweet the fuck out of it.
It's
so
BingleBus.com.
6 for 6, 5 for 5, 9
BingleBus.com.
Well, BingleBus and your cool new jingle.
Hey, Bingle, Bangle, Spingle, Spangle, Eddie lifts Bingle with Bust.
Bust.
Eddie if Bust.
That was great.
We have the first take. I think that'll work.
So please help our good friend Eddie Ift. We'd love to go in the bus sometime.
Get an Ift lift.
You can do the naughty show in the bus.
You should have us on your podcast sometime.
Oh, you're welcome. And I do the show on Mondays. I don't invite guests anymore. You just show up. I swear to God, it's a party.
And what about that did your wife not like?
I know, seriously.
I mean, really?
20 guys in the room yelling at a girl with spider webs on her tits.
Yeah.
While she's pregnant.
Yeah. Speaking of girls, joining us in studio is a she's back for her second appearance. She was at the Rock and Pole World Championships at the Viper Room. Super brought it. I think she's awesome. So excited she's back. And you can see her. You can follow her on Twitter at it's my boy your it's okay.
It's
at,
me, your boyfriend.
Yes.
Your BF.
Okay. Okay.
Fuck.
You don't have to get angry
We're
about
awful.
It.
Awful.
Okay, I'm doing a show here.
It
okay.
sounds like people know where to follow you.
Her current album is Hip to Be Square. Her new album about to come out is Love Your Boyfriend. Please welcome to the show one of our favorite rappers of all time, Boyfriend!
Hey, y'all.
How are you?
I'm great.
So thankful that you came down. So thankful that you did the show the other night. The Rock and Pole World Championships.
I'm thankful,
Viper.
Too.
What
you
was
were,
that show? What was that show?
I do a show. I did at the Viper. I'm moving out of there. I'm moving it to somewhere new. It's a. Mm. I take karaoke with pole dancing, and I make tag teams. And
people don't understand what a genius you are. They really don't. I swear to God, Sam's a genius.
It's like peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah,
yeah.
You deserve more.
I don't know.
You really do.
They've wholeheartedly rejected me. I don't want to get in this pity party for me, but anytime you want to talk about how much I've gotten fucked, I'd love to talk about it. But let's get back
to without poppers.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boom.
That's
Thank
good.
You. Thank you. She is good. She's so you came in. Basically, it's a karaoke and pole dancing show where you like strippers. I can call them strippers because this time they were literally all strippers. And they get them with the most badass singers, and it's like the White Snake video. Here I come again. Where like the guy singing, Tony Katane's grinding.
I'm stuck on this because most guys that don't blow up, it's because they're lazy. You even work hard too. Like who would put this together?
You know what it is? This town is just all about us. You know, female action heroes and sexy nerds now. And they don't realize that my show encompasses everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a sexy nerd.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I don't.
You were my show.
I don't discriminate at all from anyone. I like
Vicky
nerds.
And I talk about this all the time.
I even like the blacks.
Yeah. I like the blacks
Biggie.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've let
Rick,
them
But
in
only
my
in plural.
Rick hates the blacks.
Only
That's
in groups.
Yeah. Only light skinned basketball wise. That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah.
But Vicky and I talk about it all the time. We have everybody and anybody on the show.
Yeah.
And it's just we're
the most diverse podcast
by
you know,
far. Everybody from
this is
really
the diversity cast.
Yeah,
yeah,
it really
this
is.
This is diversity cast. We're changing the name, by the way.
I think
no
it's
longer Nice Show. Diversity cast.
Diversity cast.
I can't wait to see.
Y'all should have a petition.
The audience's yeah. face.
I like politically correct cunts.
Yeah,
that's what it should be called.
That's a good one.
That's in the mix. Yes. That's in the mix.
The PC
that's
cunts.
In the mix.
The PC cunts.
PC cunts.
I mean, we have white rappers from Louisiana on our show. Who else does that? Nobody.
Well, except for other podcasts you've done.
How
but
did you find her,
that?
Though, Sam? How did you find her?
Well, I was doing Jessica Hall's happy hour show, I think it was called, or something like that. It was, and she's like, hey, you do that naughty show, right? She goes, you have to get my friend on your show. She's so good. And they played one of your tracks. I was instantly blown away. I'm like, this is what I love. This is what I'm looking for. And we had it on, and her on, and she crushed. And it was so funny because we couldn't have the music, so you just acapella'd it.
True.
And that crushed. And then she's been hitting us up like, oh, I'm in town, and just something weird happened last time. But it just worked out, and I told her that Too Short was going to be a judge. And
I jumped
Too
on
Short,
it.
Who I've begged you 1,000 times to have on my show. We've used his song for 300
just
episodes.
Let me tell you why it's so hard. So she's like, Too Short's coming. I go, well, he's black and he's a rapper, so as much as I can guarantee that, yeah. He's coming. Yeah.
He's on the poster.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you why, because I have a story for why I was so eager, besides just, you know, meeting Too Short.
Okay, real quick.
I don't want you to think I'm like a star fucker.
Fun stories about Too Short.
Fun stories. I was recently at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we love you. Did you hook up with any hookers? Stop.
I mean, I didn't hook up. Because you have to pay to do it, and I think that's different.
Yeah.
So I think that you should pay for services rendered.
Yes.
And I wanted to experience that form of economic exchange.
Okay, that's
so
good.
So I did. While I was there, Dennis Hoff was there.
Yeah, the owner?
Yeah, the owner.
You know, no big deal.
No big deal.
We got to talking, and I rapped for him a little bit, rapped for the girls. Everybody loved it. And he gives me a very, very special package to deliver to Too Short because I told him I was coming here. I was like, I think I might be seeing him. I'm going to go to L.A. You know, do you have any message you'd like me to deliver? Not only a message, but a special package. Too Short didn't show.
Do we ever get to know what that package was?
I think we should leave the mystery alive.
Yeah. No,
or open
really?
Or just open
what is
it.
This?
Dude,
what
she's
this?
Really thirsty. She's still in my trunk, man.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
You know, he killed a chick with his nut. You know that, right?
What?
Blowjob Betty, the story behind Blowjob Betty.
He revealed
this. It was too forceful?
On our show.
Yeah.
He came on our show and he told us that he used to pimp bitches. And this one bitches would be giving it for free, so he'd cut her off. But he goes to this nightclub. She's in the bathroom. She's cock zombie crazy. She's just blowing everybody. He's like, one more time for good times. So she goes in there. She blows him. He busts a nut. He leaves. Next day, he's watching the news. She died.
How'd she die?
Yeah,
from swallowing his nut.
What?
Like the reporter said, too much throat cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that's some powerful
joke. I find it lubricating.
Yeah. So you swallow,
but
too.
Now I know.
How great are you? Women from Louisiana are the closest thing white women get to Latinas.
Oh.
Fair.
Latinas are these special women who are both classy and whorish all at the same time.
All at the same
time. Like, you can bring a Latina to meet your mother, and she'll be prim and proper. As soon as your mom goes,
she's
you can bang her right in the ass, and she gets it.
Yeah. She's banging your mom in the ass,
yeah,
too.
My mom might be freaky.
Yeah.
You never know.
You
Everybody thinks their mom was prim and proper.
Know. You never know.
Like,
never
dad
know.
Didn't like freaks. Dad didn't like freaks.
That's
just
true.
Want,
that's yeah. true.
Dad didn't have anniversaries.
Yeah. Come dad on. Didn't slay a dragon.
Yeah.
For the farmer's daughter.
A callback.
Yeah. There right. we go. Yeah. I'm trying to add that to the show. More callbacks.
Sure.
So, oh, I've heard about these.
So, yeah, these
callbacks.
Callbacks. Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a big
yes
thing on PC
and?
Comics.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything about that.
No but.
I was raised by
no
but.
No but.
I don't know where you guys were studying.
So you came, you did the show, you followed the first round.
It was a good time.
And you went up there, and man, because I was running around doing everything, I run in, and you just
everything.
Have, because I'm doing know, scores,
you're
telling
Sam.
People they didn't make it, watching their... They're just, they're
crushing
die.
Dreams.
So it's a contest?
Yeah, winner got $500, sex toys, and a ton of weed. I was sponsored by weed. I'm the first sponsored by weed people. They brought weed to give away to everybody.
Caviar Gold.
Caviar Gold.
I got some of that.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really good.
It's strong ass shit.
Yeah, it was one of those like cone joints where you see it gets larger and larger
yeah, yeah,
at the
yeah.
end. Like they're really going for broke.
Kind
yeah.
Like the Rastafarians. Mm-hmm.
They don't fuck around. So yeah. anyways.
Damn Rastafarians.
You
damn
just
Rastas.
Had everybody in the room right around you on the
That's
little.
That's the goal.
And you just got them
Keep
rocking.
It cozy.
You were just rocking.
That's what I was trying to do, man. Always.
I love that you're out here. What were you just out here for? I mean, what were you doing at the Bunny Ranch hanging out with hookers?
I try to live an interesting life, right?
So are you like the Doug Stanhope of rap? You ever the story of Doug Stanhope? He dropped acid and did gay phone sex just to see if he could get 5 minutes out of it?
What?
5 minutes of gay
stand-up. Material.
Of stand-up.
Oh.
He goes out there and just lives. He tries
just
to
lives,
weird
lives his life.
So he dropped acid and did gay phone sex on acid.
Like got a job as a gay sex. I had a thing once where I was just gonna go out and get random jobs for a while, like go into Taco Bell and work there for a day.
Yeah, just see
and
how
because
it is.
I don't need the money, like or need the job, see if I could destroy a Taco Bell in a day. Like just completely cause riots, cause like and I'm like, well, I go to prison for this, like see how many things I can deep fry.
Yeah.
You know, like my people's shoes.
Jesus Christ, Eddie, what are you doing? I'm sorry, man, I'm just in the weeds back here. I don't know what's going on. I put so much cheese on that guy's drink. I don't know what I'm doing.
But don't you think if you showed up working, the other coworkers like, so you're just here to fuck with us, right? You're not really here to work. You're just here. You're another guy who came here and come, let's see if I can get a job at Taco Bell for a day.
Because I think everybody's dumb. Everybody's dumb.
I agree.
You can pull
I think
shit
that's
over
fair.
Everybody.
I think that's
so
fair.
So I think I could walk into a Taco Bell tomorrow and get a job. In fact, no, I can't do it tomorrow. Thursday. I might do it. Thursday, I might go to Taco Bell and get a job.
Okay, here's
Dude,
what we're
going to
do.
That's why I can't apply for unemployment.
Why?
Because, you know, I'm an artist and shit, so if I actually get offered a job, I got to be like, nope, no time for that. I'm too busy running around being interesting.
Yeah.
So.
It's not an easy
no
job.
No government money for me.
Speaking of interesting, you got any songs for us?
Always.
Can we hear one right now?
Yeah. I want to do Hunch and Munch.
Okay. Can
but
we
I want to know,
do
y'all know what Hunchin' is?
That's is like what? Like,
because you need to be enlightened. You didn't know about poppers yet.
No, I learned about poppers from
Hunchin
Dr. Drew.
Hunchin' is dry humping. Think like eighth grade.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was good at it.
Oh, yeah.
On the zipper ridge.
That's why I don't get lap dances
the zipper
anymore.
Ridge there.
I used to get the brush burns on the cock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I had Indian birds on my rock hard dick.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is great.
I would,
right?
I,
you think
I would,
it's awesome.
I would go till I'd come or bleed.
Yeah.
I used to actually be able to get off from that back in middle school. I used to actually be able to get off from it. I mean, like your little middle school orgasm where it's just like,
yeah, but that makes sense. You can rub on shit.
Right.
Like girls sit on drying machines and get off.
I think middle school might be the best time for girls, actually, because we don't have to like violate any of our moral codes as being young Christians. We can just rub on something.
I never thought about their chafing.
Yeah,
never
you don't have to think about
you guys.
Yeah.
Then high school comes around.
You don't
you
care about condoms.
Nah.
You don't understand how sensitive the corona of the cock is.
Yes,
it's.
Oh,
very,
by the way, that's my new
are
album.
You're telling
corona
someone with
cock.
A clit that I don't understand pubic sensitivity, my friend.
Yeah, but yours isn't exposed. Yours under a little hood, kind of right there.
It is. It is shaded a little bit.
Some of us have a turtleneck over ours, but I don't. I'm totally circumcised. And my cockhead's out there taking every bit of abuse possible. I would grind to a certain point, but when I felt like I never jizzed in my pants ever. I remember one time.
I never once.
Fourth grade. I think it was four. No. No, not fourth grade. Seventh grade English class with Mr. Honendale, who had he had fucking golf balls on his elbows. I'll never be able to explain that.
Oh,
like
cysts.
He could put it together and make balls.
Yeah. It was disgusting. I remember sitting in his class and I was not paying attention to him at all. And there's a hot chick in the class, and I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, I wonder if I can just focus hard enough that I jizz in my pants. That's how bored I was.
You know, you always were a guy who gave yourself goals to me. That's what I've always said about Eddie.
Oh, man. Like,
but I never complete them. That's why I'm worried about the bingo bus. I never jizzed in my pants.
Did you jizz in your pants on this one?
No, I couldn't. I looked at her.
No
for
Jedi
like,
jizz?
No.
No.
So let's hear this. Let's hear this hunch and munch.
Yeah. Maybe this will inspire you. Okay. It's not too late.
It's not too late. You're so positive, boy.
I'm doing it right now.
Try to mind jizz. Every guy
Focus.
Try to mind jizz.
I'm mind jizzing.
Oh, yeah. That's that track. Turn up a little bit now. Sex is great, I'm always fucking with rappers. But I like my sex safe, I'm always fucking with rappers. It's great sex with latex, it's stashed in my black purse. I get laid with no waves, no parades and black hearse. Sex my curse, I'm addicted to it. It can't get worse, show me a dick and I'll do it. I'll make your balls burst, how sexy, I screw it. But ladies come first, if I ain't creaming you, blew it. And I knew that you'd be skeeting too soon. Blame it on that liquor, blame it on the blue moon. You dirty tease, you didn't please, I'll sweep you out with the broom. Once you leave before I sleep, I'll make a pussy my soon. No one to eat, I'll have to beat it to a porn in my room. Then boom, 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 my neighbor's knocking. Too late, I'll have to vibrate till my dildo stopping. Spray around the place until my bare sheet's sobbing.
I just can't.
It worked? We met your goal? Oh, victory. Yay.
We funded the Kickstarter.
Listen up. I try to keep my mouth shut, rhyming so hazardous. But when I move my butt, I raise you up like Lazarus. I see you pitching that tent. Your dick's in me so much I'll have to charge you dick rent. My mind stays bent on fucked up games. Like how long can you fuck me without fucking my brain? Like how long can you trick me without feeling ashamed? Well, let's have a threesome, you, me, Mary Jane. It's insane how many bitches won't fuck outdoors. Only in the bed, they're never fucking on floors. Only missionary, never down on all fours. Well, my puss so sweet, sell my juice in the stores. I owe sex my sport, I'm the MVP. I'm always DTF, I'll never be a tease. Bitches call me up like, help us please, please. I say, oh please, did you say you haven't touched yourself yet? Next time you're in the hot tub, put your puss on that jet. And don't forget, who told you about that first time, please? Number one horny chick, that's your boyfriend, that's me. That's your boyfriend, that's me. Boyfriend69.com, I said it's boyfriend69.com. 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 I said it's boyfriend69.com.
As always,
hooray.
That's boyfriend. Man, I want to do a live naughty show with you sometime too.
That was amazing.
In Vegas or something.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
I want you to
it.
Pilot of my dream of like a talk show. and I always wanted rappers on it. Maybe you'll be the
Is every song you do sexually oriented or just
Please?
That one?
No.
Hopefully.
No. I was like, if so, she's just
on Huffington Post. They loved her. They gave a great True. Write-up on you.
Oh, Perez Hilton loves me.
Are you obsessed with sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
But most you can be obsessed and still be very multifaceted. So not all my songs are about okay. sex.
Yeah. I
veer into race.
And you're a virgin, too, correct?
Yes. Okay. So this is all from conjecture.
Yeah, this is just you spitballing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very specific and good.
So the new album, when's it coming
very
out?
Close.
It's in the fall, Love Your Boyfriend.
In the fall, Love Your Boyfriend. Well,
are
yeah.
you mixing it right now?
Oh, it's done. It's in the can.
Oh,
I'm thinking about what strategy now.
Did you produce it all yourself, or did somebody do it?
No, I worked with this band called Sex Party, actually.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I saw that. That's on the YouTube. The YouTubes.
The YouTubes. You've seen it on the YouTubes. Yeah, it's an album of love songs.
That's so
well,
great.
Sam knows Too Short, so maybe he could introduce you if Too Short would show up.
Hey, I still have my mysterious package.
Well,
for Too
I also
Short.
Want to say to you that this website called betdsi.com. They put lines. You could actually bet who's going to win the contest, and they had prop bets on whether Too Short would show up or not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
And I like forever. I started show great. Going.
Forever we thought Too Short was going to kill us because we used the Talking Shit song for Talking Shit. And we're like, is he going to kill us for doing this? And we've begged him to be on the show. He doesn't even return my tweets. And then Dudu Brown is the other guy that I thought. Do you know Dudu Brown, the comedian?
No, I should.
Yeah, you should.
Dudu? Someone's name is Dudu.
Dudu Brown.
Dudu Brown.
Dudu Brown.
Dudu Brown. That's the stage name, right?
We talked about him on my podcast, and some comic was fucking with him. Dan Cummins was just torturing him on the show. And I looked at his picture on Google. I said, dude, this is not the kind of guy you want to fuck with.
Yeah.
I said, this is a gangster comedian. He will murder us all for, like, this is how it happens. This is how you get murdered. Sure enough, all our fans start tweeting, hey, Dudu, at Dudu Brown, the real Dudu Brown, listen to Eddie Ift when he said, listen to Eddie, he's talking shit on you. So all of a sudden, Dudu's like,
he lives
like,
at 5507.
No. So then, like, 6 months later, I go to Atlanta to do a gig, totally forget that's where Dudu lives. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'll be in Atlanta this weekend. You can see me at the Laughing Skull. Every tweet, hey, at the real Dudu Brown, Eddie's going to be in Atlanta
oh
this weekend.
Wow, your fans are great.
Guess who came to see me and who was the coolest guy in the world?
Dudu Brown?
No, but Too Short. Too Short came, but he said he'll protect me against Dudu.
Oh, that's great.
Good.
Dude, I'm telling you, Too Short is magical.
Yeah.
Are you doing any festivals? Are you doing any rap festivals?
Yeah, you're amazing. You really are.
Why, thank you.
Yeah,
why, thank
she's
you.
Great.
She's hot, too.
You know, thanks.
She, yeah.
It's sexual.
Yeah.
She's like a dream
she's
girl.
She's the sexy nerd rapper, they yeah. call her.
Tell Too Short. Tell him I'm his dream girl.
Yeah.
Are you into black dudes?
Yeah,
I
duh.
Imagine, yeah.
You should hear my song, White Chicks and Black Dudes.
Will you only do, I've seen those pornos a lot. Do you only bang black guys? Because sometimes chicks get into where they only bang black guys.
Do
you
no, do, I keep it diverse.
Okay, do you do
Asians?
How about this?
Asians? How about, only Asian girls, actually. I've never been with an Asian
how
guy.
How about white married men in blue shirts and black pants?
If you weren't wearing leather shoes.
Oh, okay. He could throw
I,
those out.
I
throw
got
those
it.
Out.
No, I had to wear them. I'm
let me ask you something.
Sponsored.
Don't you think that if there should be some Asian dude with a big donkey dick.
There are some.
Who should go do porn for his people.
For his people.
Yeah.
So he's like the Jackie Robinson of Asian
but
men.
But he's
I also think there should be an Asian race car driver.
Yeah.
No.
For
no.
his people.
No. Race car drivers. We need black women drivers. You ever try to get in yield with a black woman driver? Good fucking luck.
Yeah.
You ever try to pass a black woman?
Yeah.
I mean, I live in New Orleans.
400
so.
Years of oppression in that pedal.
Oh, you ain't coming in there. No way. Yeah. Your people brought my people here on the boat. I'm getting off of this exit.
Dude, I prefer that to
<We're lost. laughs>
drifting aimlessly into the lane, obliviously.
By a white soccer mom?
Or
someone
Asian.
Oblivious.
Who's wishing she didn't marry the man she married.
Yeah.
She's
and
just
is thinking, maybe I'll just accidentally
drift into
a new marriage.
This world of Pottery Barn and Crate and Barrel.
Oh, no. They're just waiting. Women in bad marriages just wait to your financial peak, and then that's when they jump. And then they take the money and they bang young Latin studs. That's what they do.
Well,
is that really?
I'm just throwing out. Yeah, right?
That's what's going to happen.
How many fucking divorcees is this guy?
My wife is going to fuck your girlfriend over
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dude, keep her away from law maintenance.
Better not hit your Kickstarter goal, then. You might just lose your life. Yeah,
that's going to be my financial peak, my Kickstarter.
I wish the show could go longer.
Wait, I need to find this out. Are you into chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, she's great. This girl's the best.
Who isn't? Chicks are so beautiful.
I agree.
Every part flows into the next one.
Do you like, what you prefer, men or women?
It's really, I prefer male personalities as a general rule. I like to bro down. But
what's worse, a smelly pussy or smelly nuts?
Yeah, my balls sometimes smell worse than
I wash
pussy.
My balls all the time.
You're always washing your balls.
You can avoid the nuts, though. There are ways to do what you got to do and not.
Push
I mean,
down,
I never
tuck,
pay attention
you
to balls.
You can tuck them into the asshole.
Why, you don't
I put
go down,
a bag
guys?
A lot of times, another
sure,
bag.
But I don't give a shit about the balls.
You get, how about you get close and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Is that like when you drive and you're like, oh, that's Compton. Get off. Get off the exit.
I don't care. Yeah, just like, I don't have balls. I don't care. Like,
sometimes my balls smell so bad I tuck them into my
asshole.
Why
are you smelling your balls?
To make
you don't
but
do
like
finger
with your
smell?
Finger. Yeah.
No, because I always wash my
I
balls.
I wash my balls too, but
always. You have to check. Sometimes you do it just to smell.
I so do you just pour.
You'll do the tank
Yeah, but do you just pour oil into your engine or do you check the dipstick?
I always wash my balls.
Great point.
Oh, that's a good answer to my oil question.
Okay, I'll rub the balls.
Sam,
a bit,
before maybe. You end the show, before yeah! you end the show, do you know about 3NDR?
No.
There's a new app. It's like Tinder, but for threesomes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. So do you have to sign up as a pre-existing
nope.
couple?
No,
or
it's just all a bunch of people looking for threesomes.
Okay.
All right, guys. We unfortunately, this fucking show, I got to wrap it
gotta
up.
Go.
God damn it.
Oh, time is,
get going.
Is against us.
Time is against us.
Talk about that for another 10 minutes.
Yeah. Okay. What do you want people to check out, boyfriend?
Boyfriend69.com, man.
I'm sorry. Next time, we're going to have you on even longer. I tried to get everybody
right.
on. Eddie.
A forgiving person.
Binglebus.com. BINGLEBUS.com. Also, I'll be in Boston. Austin at the Hard Rock Cafe, the 15th
Hard Rock
16th.
Cafes are now doing stand-up,
yeah,
huh?
15th, 16th, and Faneuil Hall in Boston.
Wow. I need
to see me. Come see me in Boston, fuckers.
All right, man. You guys are both great. I love you guys both. I try to get
Yay.
Everybody on time since.
Oh, I have a question. Where's my vibrator? Last time I came on the show, I got a vibrator.
How long in town for?
A week.
He'll give you
okay.
a vibrator.
You've got 1 week to get me a vibrator.
Guys, come check me out. I am going to be in Florida all this week with Brian Redband, Death Squad shows, Tampa, Jacksonville, Orlando, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Go to deathsquad.tv or samtripoli.com for tickets. And then I'll be in Santa Barbara. We'll get into that later. Anything quick?
Flappers.
I'll be at Flappers Thursday night and the Little Giant Echo Park next week.
Anything quick?
Go to naughtyshow.net and go to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review.
Love
Please.
Us.
Thank
we'll
you.
See you. Playboy Radio, The Naughty Show. You guys rock. Take care. Bye.
Never gamble, but I'm playing a Harris. Fucking Clark Gables like I'm Scarlett O'Hara. Quite frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I'm swanky, my dear, I don't give a damn. Damn right, you heard right, got swanked like Hillary. Female pheromones in the tank like Hillary. Sacks like Bill, sex like Monica. Stacks of bills, but to be real, keep it real. I only make ends meet, only secondhand shoes on my 2 feet.
Well, Bingo Bus and your cool new jingle.